Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.36, it's good morning to Darren Frehill.
Audrey, a very good morning to you. St. Bridget's will face Dangany Cooch in the AIB All-Ireland Club Football Final after the Roscommon champions had a 116 to 112 win against Scotstown. Bridget's heading back for their second decider in three seasons. Brian Derwin scored a goal. Bobby Nugent with 7 points, including two 2-pointers there. A really great team performance by Bridget's. And this year's club finals will take place at Croke Park on January 18th. So just around the corner. More on that game a little bit later in the show. The pre-season competitions in the inter-county game continued yesterday. Where possible with the weather, a couple of notable games bit the dust. London and Sligo drew in the FBD Connacht League. Roscommon had a comfortable win against Leitrim. The Bank of Ireland Dr. McKenna Cup clash between Donegal and Derry called off due to the icy weather conditions. Both counties were instead awarded 1 point each. In the hurling, the Dioralite Walsh Cup wins for Dublin and Carlow. The other three games called off with the weather and a coin toss used to determine that Galway, Offaly and Westmeath all advanced to the next round. And from Kildare and Kilkenny going into the Walsh Shield. The timing of these competitions really under the spotlight again. They return this year, but the future of them still very much up in the air. It'll be discussed later this spring. Keith Rossiter in the Wexford Hurling is the Wexford Hurling manager, and he for one would like to see these games remain on the calendar. He's with Porrick Lodge.
How do you replicate that in a challenge match? You know, crowd and, you know, officials there at it. And, you know, a bit of tension in two. Everyone wants to win at the end of the day. You know, you go in a challenge match and sure the good goes over in 20 minutes to go, normally. You know, and look, I think it's wrong trying to get rid of it. We just need to manage the squads and just manage our players the way we want to manage them and, you know, trust the managers and the players and the setups to do what's right for the player.
Yeah, and I'm sure some teams would like a bit of warm weather training, but Rath Downey on an icy cold Sunday has its own appeal, doesn't it?
No, look, it's I tell you, fair play to Rath Downey to get the match to go ahead. And the pitches in, for the weather that we have, the pitches in really good condition. Delighted that we got the game. As you said, the warm winter training is far from here, but it's a season we get, and it's as long as we get to train and get to play on it and the snow doesn't come, we're okay.
Yeah, that is Keith Rosser there with Porrick. In the soccer, Chelsea scored a late goal to secure a 1-1 draw at Manchester City in the Premier League. That's a real blow for City because they are now 6 points behind Arsenal in the Premier League standings. Liverpool drew 2-2, another late equaliser there. In the 97th minute, a stunning long-range effort from Harrison Reed. Manchester United and Leeds drew 1-1 at Elland Road. Brentford beat Everton 4-2. Nathan Collins on target for Brentford there. Igor Thiago scored a hat-trick. Brentford up to 7th, and the Irish skipper Collins believes they can push for a European place this season.
We've grown a lot as a team, you know. Obviously, first half of the season we didn't have a lot of away wins, but we knew it was something we could work on. I think we're in a good spot at the moment. We're confident, players are playing well. We've rotated the squad. We've shown how good our squad can really be, and there's a lot of competition and players are playing to their best, and if we keep like this on this trajectory, it can bring us a long way, but it's still a long time to go, and we have to do another job on Wednesday.
I know you'll try and stay level, but I'm sure those fans over in that far corner are dreaming of Europe. Are you as a dressing room even thinking about that at all?
It's of course we want dreams, we have dreams we want to achieve, and Europe's always a dream to get into, and for a club like Brentford to be unbelievable. But we do know how hard it is, we know how long it's going to be and how many results you need for that. But if, as I said, if we keep doing the way things are, if we keep working hard, if we keep nicking results and getting playing well and putting in good performances, who knows where it can bring us.
Newcastle 2-0 winners against Crystal Palace, and Tottenham played out a 1-1 draw at home to Sunderland. Finally, Tyson Fury's announced he'll return to the ring later this year, bringing an end to his latest spell of retirement. The former world champion, now 37, last fought in 2024.
Darren, thank you. It is 7:40.